You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Got a good early crowd in the Twitch chat, too. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can watch us inside the First Midwest Bank studio. Ryan Poles is the new general manager of your Chicago Bears. And part of the agreement of him accepting the job, because remember, he was one of two finalists in Minnesota, and he was scheduled to go interview in Minnesota with Kwezi, I believe. It was their other finalist. One of the agreements was, If I accept now, I get to run the show as far as the coaching interviews and the coaching hires. So he will have second interviews, his first, with Matt Eberflus with the Colts, Dan Quinn, currently the Cowboys defensive coordinator, and Jim Caldwell.
Who's in the building right now.
Who's interviewing right now. And that list could expand based on Ryan Poles, maybe Bieniemy, maybe somebody else that we know, and supposedly it will be up to him, and it will not be an arranged marriage. This will not be a Ryan Pace, John Fox things, fingers crossed.
That's what I've heard, and that's why I'm encouraged that this has really got a good chance to work.
Right. So if they do hire Jim Caldwell, it's not because of Bill Polian, it's because Ryan Poles thinks he's the best
right. For
the Bears as a head coach and for Justin Fields as the quarterback. The other breaking news of the day is that Sean Payton, in 1 hour from now, they're going to officially announce it in a press conference, is stepping away from the New Orleans Saints. It's a story that's been out there for a while. Ian Rappaport wrote about it over the weekend. The thought is he's going to take a year off. There's some thought that he may already have a deal in place with Fox to broadcast the games. And Albert Breer was on Cap and Hoodie today saying that he was not interested in the Bears job, that the Bears may have even reached out to him or to the Saints to gauge his interest. And he was not interested in the way the Bears conduct business, the way they conduct their organization, and would not be interested in coming to Chicago.
By the way, Andrew Marchand, who's, what is he, the Post, New York Post sports media columnist?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Always leaves you cryptic tweets, or does quite often.
He says, a media news coming.
I will have sports media news today. I wonder if that is Sean Payton related.
I bet you it is. He's the best. He's one of the best in the business, Marchand.
Yeah.
He's got the scoop. He's always usually got scoopage.
I get the scoop.
He's got scoopage. So, Ryan Poles, in case you don't know, Field Yates joined us earlier. Really good interview. Why Field Yates? Well, because when Field was breaking into the business, first he was an intern with the New England Patriots. I believe that's how he got to know Scott Pioli. And then when Scott Pioli took over the shop with the Chiefs, Field Yates went to Kansas City and became a scout with the Kansas City Chiefs. A man who started as a scout about 3 months earlier was Ryan Poles. And they got to know each other. Field was at his wedding. They're very good friends. Field says even though he's biased and is a friend, he believes that this is the real deal for the Bears. That it's not just a good hire, it's a great hire. He texted me earlier, Field Yates did, and he says this is an A++++++ hire. And he told us stories earlier and that you could see it even from the start, that this guy was going to be special. And he said, look, it could be something that comes up on Old Takes Exposed down the road, but he really believes, and he's stoked for Bears fans, that Ryan Poles is the new Bears general manager. And I mentioned that he will get the choice of hiring the head coach.
I also hope that his offensive line experience will help him address what I believe is the most important aspect facing this team, and that is fixing that offensive line. Not patchwork here. I want you to start. I want you to build an offensive line. Obviously, you can't predict the future with regard to injuries. I want them to fix this offensive line as the first thing this new regime does.
Right.
You've already spent the draft capital on the rookie quarterback. Now find a way to protect him.
Give me long-time tackles, a long-time coach, and I want you to stay a long time with Justin Fields.
There you go.
I want those like to be the cornerstones. The coach, the general manager, the quarterback, and your offensive tackles. And let's grow together. Let's move into Arlington Heights together. And let's
get
win.
An apartment.
Let's get an apartment together.
In Arlington Heights.
Hey,
yes.
He roomed with Matty Ryan. That was a good fact.
Oh, yes.
Ryan Poles was a one-time roommate with Matty Ice as they played together in Boston College.
I'd be very disappointed if we can't get Matt Ryan on the phone here in the next couple of days to get a scouting report on Ryan Poles from his former quarterback.
As far as, like, was he a neat freak? Was
everything.
He, yeah. We want to know about
I
what
I want to
he
know
was.
Everything about Ryan Poles from a guy who roomed with him.
I have a challenge out to Randy Merkin, who's the king. He's got all these stories. He wrote a book about it. The stories of how he books these guys. I'm Superman with my Rolodex. Look at me book. So
it's I a book, right?
Book a guest. Oh. So I have issued a challenge to Randy Merkin, and I have promised him his favorite homemade cookies from my wife, the extra thick cookie dough cookies, they're called. I will have Allie bake him cookies just
Does
for
Allie
him.
Know this?
That she'll be up for it. I think she knows Team Silverman. She's Team Waddle Sylvie, Team Silverman, okay. Even though I've told some stories recently.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, is really you going to offer her services up without
yes.
asking?
Yes. So I have promised him his own cookies in just his own order for him. If he gets us Matt Ryan before we leave today at 6.
What will you give me if I can get a number for Matt Ryan before Randy can?
I'll get you, if you book him, I'll get you Bottle Prisoner.
Really?
Yeah. You get Matt Ryan, I'll get you Bottle Prisoner. That's pretty good, huh? I mean, it is your show, too.
Yeah.
You should want to get Matt. You should give yourself a Bottle Prisoner.
Yeah, never know. You never know.
All right, so we're offering Matty Ryan.
Yeah,
we have Field Yates tell stories. And he's been with Kansas City through three different general managers. He's been a finalist with Carolina, the Giants, the Vikings, and the Bears.
I would hope that he would be a guy that can look at a roster. And he's been surrounded by some really good football players. And I hope that our roster kind of looks like the Kansas City roster
right,
going
right.
forward.
That he knows the sniff test. He goes, this is yeah. like, okay, Tariq Cohen is not our Tyreek Hill.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
nice player. This isn't
Cole Kmet isn't Travis Kelce.
No, right.
Again, fine player.
Adam Shaheen is not Gronk.
Yes,
right. Kevin White is not Randy Moss.
No.
Who else can we go? Who is the comp in San Francisco that they were comparing? Who's now with the Rams? What can't I pull the name right now? His first
what
round
position.
Pick. Defensive end, outside linebacker.
Leonard Floyd. Yeah.
Who was the comp, someone that they coached in San Francisco?
Oh, Alden Smith.
Leonard Floyd is not Alden Smith.
No.
That was the comp, remember?
Yes. I do remember that.
I want him to know these things going forward.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Jordan, I'm sorry, Bob in Rosemont. You're on ESPN 1000.
Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
Good afternoon, fellas. You know, Sylvia, I'm encouraged when I heard the comment about the cookies because I'm happy that your house keys still fit the front
yes,
door.
Yes,
point, Bob.
Yes,
point.
I get
do
Bob.
You do divorce work, Bob, as a lawyer?
Not for a couple of decades. I don't need the aggravation.
Okay.
But Bob, not just you.
Not only did you contact me, someone DM'd me on Instagram who is a partner of a divorce firm. Saying that if you need my services, I'm here for you unless my wife contacts him first.
Surely. That was the free advice based on our close relationship as radio partners, Sylvie. I thought you might have some benefit from it, and I'm happy that you took it in the seriousness in which it was intended. But as far as the issue today with the Bears, I don't know enough about the new hire other than obviously he's a Boston College graduate. He's highly literate and probably of high intellect.
Amen, Bobby.
With that being said, he seems to be highly regarded, and I don't necessarily poison his relationship coming out of KC just because of the Matt Nagy experience. I think besides the Steelers, I think the Kansas City Chiefs have been one of the most stable organizations over the past decades as any in the league. Also, I agree with your comment, Tom, about the fact that he has he's not a former offensive lineman, because if you listen to Olin Krutz or McMichael or one of these linemen talk about the granular nature of offensive and defensive line play and their ability to notice small nuances in players that either make them good or bad candidates for drafting or signing, I think that's going to be an invaluable thing. And the last thing I wanted to comment on, I was concerned as many about the list of candidates that were being interviewed for both openings, largely because I thought that by the time the season ended, they would have winnowed that list down to a more manageable list.
Right.
But that being said, and the fact that they've hired their general manager and at least seem to have the hiring sequence in place, I hope that they probably have gotten a similar view from Polian as expressed by Peyton about the way they do business, and I'm hoping that they recognize that the echo chamber that they've been managing for the past decades with Ted Phillips at the helm has led them to believe that maybe they better start talking to people about what they need to do differently and getting the kinds of opinions that hopefully will guide them going forward in the manner in which they make decisions. And hopefully this is the first step along that process, and things will get better as Ted focuses on Arlington Heights. George starts to defer to people who actually know football, and overall the picture will get clearer and hopefully brighter as things go forward. Thanks for the time,
Bob. Good call. There you go. It's the one thing I texted Weederer about, and he's going to join us at 3. I've said this to you on the air both yesterday and in the past. I want to know now, as a 36-year-old general manager who's never run his own shop, who he turns to in the time of crisis.
Yes.
In the I know he will trust people that he builds out this front office with, but there's always, like, everyone has a boss. But when your boss knows nothing about your business,
yep.
Now what?
Got to have a support group of people inside that building that you do trust. So, yeah, it's going to be very important. I'm reading also Albert Breer tweeted that there is a relationship between Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus. I don't know if you mentioned that earlier, but he tweeted out, new GM Ryan Poles and Colts DC Matt Eberflus, a Bears finalist, have built a relationship in the past few years. So he goes on
how
to
does
say
that
also,
happen when Eberflus is with the Colts?
It's a good question. It's a small, fraternity.
All right, that's good then.
Maybe they're represented by the same group as well.
You never know. Sure. Jordan in Maryville, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, guys. Hey, not to harp on old news, but I was just thinking about it The fact that the Bears allowed Ryan Pace to trade up and draft Justin Fields. When you really think about this, So say Justin Fields for the next 10 years is the quarterback that we all, you know, love, and he, you know, we get to a Super Bowl, we win. Who gets the credit? You know what I mean? Like, the new GM's not getting the credit, the new regime's not getting the credit. In the back of your mind, you say, well, the guy who did this was the guy that we let go. So that's why you try to keep everything in line if you possibly can, because, you know, it can cause those issues or problems. Or who gets the credit in the long run? You know, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, you know what, Jordan? And I don't mean to be disrespectful by saying this. It really doesn't matter.
Who gets credit?
You know
credit
what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I think that there are some people that can transcend the coaching that they're getting in the environment they're in. But most instances, you reach your peak as a player because of, A, you're really talented, and B, the people around you that are developing you. I was moaning over here because we foreshadowed the what actually transpired last year. Like, it was really weird to me that knowing this organization was in the market for another quarterback, that they were going to allow the same group, and not to relive the past, but the same GM and the same head coach who had failed to identify quarterback talent and then the coach to develop quarterbacks, to give them another shot with the possibility that if things went sideways, you would jettison them both and be left with the guy that the two guys who can't evaluate quarterback talent and develop quarterback talent left you with. Now, fortunately, that guy is Justin Fields, and we're very optimistic about it. But the whole process, which is what's got us, you know, tangled up like a pretzel most of the time.
Right.
The process was so damn predictable that you could have found yourself in this situation. And hopefully Ryan Poles and his choice at coach will get us out of it.
And I'm optimistic about one thing. We opened the show with that. I'll reiterate what that is coming up. 312-332-3776. Your thoughts. We've been on it for a little bit as we were in for Greeny. As our normal show hour start, we want to hear from you. What do you make of the hiring of Ryan Poles? 312-332-3776. Who do you want now as the Bears head coach? It took him 15 days to land on this. Dan Weederer will join us coming up at 3 o'clock. And don't forget, today is Barstool Big Cat Day. He joins us at 4.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
right, it's a big day here in Chicago. I mean, there haven't been many general managers really in our lifetime, you know, for the Bears. I mean, let's just look back to after they eliminated the position in the mid-80s. Jerry Vannesi leaves, they fire him, Michael McCaskey takes over running the shop.
Mark Hatley was never the GM.
Never the GM.
So Bill Tobin was never the GM.
Never the GM. It started with Jerry Angelo. It was their first, when they decided to rename a general manager within the organization, Jerry Angelo was their first. Jerry to Phil to Ryan. Ryan to Ryan.
It's only the fourth general manager in the modern...
Since really the late 80s. Yeah. So it's a big day today. Ryan Poles from the Kansas City Chiefs is the Bears' new general manager. Believe it or not, after yesterday, no one liking the coaching candidates, I'm simply asking, and I understand this, I understand that none of us know. None of us know. Nobody knows if Ryan Poles is going to be good. You like the traits. No one really knows. So I'm asking you, do you like the hire of Ryan Poles as the Bears' new general manager? How do you think the approval rating is going? 1,200 votes in 7 minutes.
85% say yes.
89.4% say yes. So they are fully on board. There's a guy who has paid his dues. He's worked with the Chiefs since 2009. Our buddy John Escra, by the way, from Fox, he wants the interview from Field Yates that we did earlier that will be available on the podcast. Download that ESPN Chicago app. Field Yates and Ryan Poles started together as low-level scouts with the Chiefs in 2009.
And then
2009.
You asked him the awkward question, did you ever think that Ryan Poles was going to go on and run a football team and you were basically going to be a fantasy football guy on television?
He's the national fantasy football guru.
I agree with Danny Zetterman, though. I think it came off as kicking Field in the nuts.
Field Yates is probably one of the best guys out there.
No doubt.
That was not my intention.
Sometimes your intentions do not equate to what happens.
He gets to do the podcast with Matthew Berry, and Ryan Poles gets to run the Chicago Bears for George McCaskey.
I have this similar experience. Boston College, undrafted free agent with the Bears. I end up being on the radio with you. He's running the football team. Field and I, except Field's actually got a national television gig. I'm with you.
Player A, player B. Undrafted, Boston College, Chicago Bears, working on the radio with a boob who has two big boobs. And player B, undrafted, Boston College, Chicago Bears,
general manager of the team.
Whose boss is boobish.
Ah, listen, you win some, you lose some. Right? So, I can't sit around crying now.
Two boobs, wow.
I made my bed.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping just fine.
Let's go.
I get up at 3 to pee, but other than that, I'm sleeping all right.
Bob, on the north side, you're on ESPN 1000. What do you think, Bob?
I got to be honest. I'm not sure, right? Because it seems to me like the Bears sometimes, like, they develop, like, business relationships with other organizations. And now we're going to Kansas City for a second time. I think we kind of figured out that Matt Nagy wasn't the greatest manager of a game. And the one thing, though, I do like is this guy was an offensive lineman. Maybe we'll get away from the patchwork that they seem to have done for the last God knows how many years. And that way, the players that are the skilled players will be able to flourish a little bit more.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I like it. I said earlier, look, you can be a very successful scout and general manager without ever playing the game. You know, I would never say that. But I do believe there is intrinsic value to having played the position and how important that position is for this team in particular. That it gives me added comfort to know that he was a former offensive lineman. So while he never played in the National Football League, maybe he didn't have the skill to play in the National Football League. That's not a shot at him. But he's seen good and bad at that position. And having been in the industry as a front office guy, he knows what works in the NFL from that position.
Right.
Like, I couldn't play the position the way others do, but I can watch somebody play in a half hour and
we
tell you.
We always tell the Joaquin Iglesias story.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was me and you
walking. Somehow it became you and Cap walking, but it was you and I walking into Bourbonnais.
Yeah.
And Iglesias was, what was he, a second or third round pick?
Third round pick, yeah.
You looked at me right away and go, ooh, I don't like this.
No,
you
could,
I don't like the way he's getting off the line of scrimmage. I don't like this.
It's there's not 100% hit rate with it, but there are certain things that you can identify having played the position or having some knowledge of the position that I think can equate to making some good decisions. I'm not telling you he's going to pick a bunch of all pros, but I'm telling you that knowing the position gives me a little bit of added comfort knowing that the Bears need to fix that position.
Like Legierko had the, he has the nose for defensive linemen, offensive linemen. He went against offense. He knew right away. I heard him on the radio say this. I wasn't with him when he identified this. Is I think it was Karimi. They draft Karimi out of Wisconsin.
Yep.
And he knew he was light in the ass right away. Yep. He goes, I don't like the way this kid is built. He does not look, he's not built like a player at that position. He's too light in the ass. And sure enough, Karimi was a bust from the start.
Again, I'm not telling
you. Why didn't Jerry Angelo know that?
It's a good question. And I'm telling you, it's, you know, John Elway has ran the Broncos for years,
but he couldn't identify a quarterback.
That's my point. It's not a foolproof formula. I'm just saying to you, knowing that they struggle at the offensive line position up there, I'm glad that they're going to take a shot with a guy that's got offensive line. It's an added bonus for
me. And at the very least, you just value it more and you draft more of them. And you draft him higher. I mean, Ryan Pace didn't do it until this year.
Well, look what they did in Kansas City this year as well. If you want to make the Kansas City connection, they realized, despite the fact they got to the Super Bowl, the reason they couldn't get past the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is they couldn't protect Patrick Mahomes. What did they do? This offseason, they traded for Orlando Brown, I believe. They signed Joe Thuney. They sign Joe Thuney? Thuney as a free agent. And I believe there was at least one rookie that started 16 games.
That's right. Tim in Glenview, you're on with Waddle and Sylvie. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good.
Good. I got to say, like, I'm very surprised that the Bears made this hire. I'm a very pessimistic Bears fan because you got to be cautious with this team, obviously, with the past experiences. But I feel like a proud father. Like, I never expected this kind of thing from the Bears. I thought they were going to screw it up.
Tim, let me ask you, why are you over the top happy? Is it because you hear, like we've heard, that they're going to let Ryan Poles hire a coach?
Yeah, that was just incredible. I thought George was going to be making the pick, and I was really bummed out about that. I mean, for everything to go on this year, and then for George to get in that press conference and just say what he said about how he's going to be the guy that's picking both the GM and the head coach, I was devastated.
Do you know that old stupid saying that I've repeated for months and months and years and years? You change the narrative by changing the narrative. They changed the narrative. The process changed. You want us to talk differently about you as an organization. You want us to be less skeptical. Change the way that you've been doing business because it has not equated to success. It sounds like they've changed the process, which to me gives me hope. I have no idea, despite my affinity for a fellow Boston College Eagle who's had a very good run at lower positions with a very successful organization in Kansas City, I'm very hopeful for a number of reasons. I can't guarantee you that this has taken us to the Super Bowl, but they've changed the process and you've hired a guy whose resume is very impressive. It does, I think, it should give you hope as a Bears fan that maybe you didn't have 5 minutes after that press conference was over when the season ended.
And then now we will find out who he hires as head coach. And will they go and interview Eric Bieniemy, a guy that he knows well, a guy who a lot of people wanted to see get interviewed more? He spent many years with him. We will find that out. We will find out who does Matt Eberflus have as his OC? Because that's important. He's a DC. Who does Dan Quinn? That's the word around the league is he's impressing everyone and that he's got another great staff.
Has there been any rumors about the staff that people are raving about?
That's what I want. That's my next thing that I want to hear. Okay, your head coach should be a good leader. But I want to know what your plan is to develop the first great quarterback in Chicago.
Amen.
So, again, There are a lot of different things. Ryan Poles' job is so important to pick all the great players. The head coach is so important to be a good leader. But that guy has to have the plan to develop the first great Bears quarterback. And you can't win in this league without him. You're seeing Josh Allen. You're seeing Patrick Mahomes. You're seeing Joe Burrow. All these great young quarterbacks.
Very rarely. You see Jimmy Garoppolo.
Very rare. There's always the anomaly.
Yes, there's exceptions to the rule, but you'd rather go to the gunfight with an actual gun as opposed to a water pistol.
Ryan Poles is the new Bears GM. We're talking about it all afternoon. And what about the airport pickup? What do you make about that? 312-332-3776.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Ryan Poles is the new general manager of the Bears. He's spent the last 13, 14 years with the Chiefs since 2009.
I got to hit that button right there. Do you want his experience has been?
Give it to me.
He's currently, until being hired by the Bears, he was the Kansas City Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel this year. From 2018 to 2020, he was the Assistant Director of Player Personnel. In 2017, Director of College Scouting. In 2013 to 16, College Scouting Director. Scouting Administrator from 2010 to 2012, and Player Personnel Assistant 2009. The moral of the story is he's been with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's risen through the ranks. He has spent time under three different general managers, Scott Pioli, John Dorsey, and Brett Veach. Usually, if you're not doing a good job, you'll get bounced, especially with a change at the general manager position. A new general manager comes in, even if you're promoting from within, if he doesn't like the job you've done or you haven't done very well, he'll replace you with someone. I think the fact that he has risen inside the Kansas City Chiefs organization and has been part of what they do from a front office perspective with three different general managers tells you that he has passed the test with all of them.
Everything sounds great. It's like, I don't know how you could dislike anything. He's got lots of experience. He's young. Many times, general managers don't get a second bite at the apple. So, like, for the people who want the, I don't know. I have no idea
how it's going to play.
And one question I would like to ask George and Bill Polian when we get them on is, why didn't they interview Rick Smith? What happened to Rick Smith? Did Rick Smith not want the job? I had heard some buzz that maybe Rick Smith wasn't interested in coming back. Did you sour on Rick Smith? Usually the young general managers are the hotshot guy. Brett Veach is in that role with Kansas City, very young guy. Matt Nagy's former teammate.
But he learned, I'm not disputing what you're saying, but to kind of differentiate between the two, he learned at the knee of Scott Pioli.
Right.
And then at John Dorsey.
Well,
he takes over
Andy Reid.
And Andy Reid provides stability inside that building.
Yeah, it's Andy Reid's shop, right?
Exactly. So forgive us for the skepticism that exists, because now you have a first-time general manager whose resume looks good. Everything looks great about it. First-time general manager without the same stability that I just described to you inside the building. Who does he lean on
right
when he needs a moment?
Right.
When he needs somebody to confirm, or, like we've always said as well, a dissenting opinion is not a bad thing to have in the building. It actually spurs creativity.
Right.
You don't want guys wrestling inside the player personnel department on the floor and fist fighting, but to have someone that you can bounce any idea you need to bounce off of, I think that's an asset to have.
You know, Field Yates, when he joined us, did mention that the way Kansas City has always operated is they like the dissenting voice. Reed likes to be challenged.
Yes.
Reed likes to be shown, hey.
It works.
And then he's open to doing it that way. So hopefully he will surround himself with guys like that who are not like, I've heard Ryan Pace's two guys. One was Lucas and there was another guy. We could ask Weeder or more this at three, but they were like really like Pace guys.
Yeah.
Who were all things Pace. You know, and did Ryan ever get challenged?
Well,
and is the reason why that he ghosted Fox with the Trubisky draft pick is because he didn't want to be talked out of it, and he didn't even want to be challenged.
I think that's a small nugget to this conversation is, from what I understand, in 6-7 years, he never fired anybody.
Ever.
He never moved on from anybody.
From that, from all, Adam Shaheen, Kevin White.
Right.
All the, this is the front office that brought you all those mistakes.
And yet,
Mitch Trubisky.
There were never any decisions to move on from someone. There was no accountability in some ways. If you make all of those mistakes, and look, again, I'm not clamoring for people to be fired, but it is a business where, like, your mistakes are on full display.
Right.
And the fact that he wasn't ever willing to move on from anybody may tell you that, like, conflict or dissenting views were not, we're not part of the puzzle.
Right. Dan Weider wrote in his piece that he doesn't like Ryan Pace, not Poles, Pace, that he does not like confrontation. So he never wanted to be confronted with a lot of those things. So,
and by confrontation, it's not even like we're not talking about screaming at each other in the cafeteria. It's like Ryan Pace going, hey, guys, I get this great idea. We're going to draft this guy from North Carolina. We're not going to tell anybody. And then you sit and you meet in the cafeteria and you tell your football confidant that this is your plan. He looks you in the face and goes, are you out of your effing mind?
Right. Now, Ryan, why this guy 13 games at North Carolina, and why not that guy who just beat Alabama's ass?
Yeah.
Why not him? What didn't you like in the national championship game in the college football playoffs? I don't know what I don't. Did you work him out personally? Well, no. I worked out Mitch. I worked out Mahomes. I like Patrick too, but I like Mitch better. He smells like me. Looks like me. Smells like Drew Brees.
What does Drew Brees smell like?
I don't know.
You know he smells like Drew Brees smells like a completion. You know what Mitch smells like? An overthrow.
So Brees smells like hair plugs.
So like, what is? Does anyone in that shop say to Ryan Pace? Like we said afterwards when we found this out, well, wait a minute. Why aren't we bringing in Deshaun Watson for a private workout? We flew to North Carolina for a private one-on-one workout with Mitch. He booked his dinner with Jim McMahon. Who knows? Maybe Deshaun Watson goes Dick Butkus. Maybe he one-ups McMahon and he makes the reservation under Butkus. And instead of a Camry, maybe he has a Highlander. Who knows? Let's get him the interview. Let's get him a dinner. Let's get him a workout. Why aren't we working out Deshaun Watson one-on-one? Well, he doesn't smell like me. What do you mean he doesn't smell like you? I don't understand this, Ryan. What's going on here? If we want to make the right choice, I know you're leaning this guy.
Let's talk it out.
We've got to weigh this equally. Yeah. We can't weigh one thing and guess that it's heavier than the thing that we're not weighing. Yeah,
this is selecting a quarterback. This isn't a scratch and sniff test.
Yes. So who are those guys with Ryan Poles now?
It's a good question.
And like, who will be the guys that he will listen
to
and say, no, we're not.
Staff. You need a support staff, especially for a guy who's doing this job for the first time. And again, he's got great examples of how to do it ahead of him. He watched Scott Pioli do it. He watched John Dorsey do it. He watched most recently Brett Veach do this. And hopefully he will pick and choose from the things that those guys did well. But everybody needs a voice or a shoulder to lean on when there's really nobody else in the building. That, you know, I don't think that the Hunt, that is the controlling owner now, I don't even believe he lives in Kansas City. Like, George is in the office up at Hallis Hall.
Oh,
if I'm not mistaken,
he's an Uber driver now.
The actual owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, I think that I read this somewhere. He's not even in the state, much less the building.
Is it Lamar? Is there another Lamar Hunt, or is this
he's
a different?
Junior.
Lamar Hunt Jr., or is it a different named Hunt?
I'm not 100%. He's the young guy. He's got, beautiful hair.
Oh, really?
He's a handsome guy.
Handsome guy?
Yeah.
Eric in Glenview. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I was the guy at the airport snapping that video this morning. So I wanted to make sure it got in your guys' hands first before anyone else.
Yeah,
so.
you tweeted us, and I appreciate it. I didn't see it till the morning, and I turned on, this was funny, I turned on the radio this morning, as I always do, like 7:21 the alarm goes on. The radio's on at 7:25. I hear Cap and Hoodie, and I hear them debating on if they pick up their significant other at the airport. I'm like, what are they talking about here?
Of course
about
you do.
Picking guys up at the airport here. And then they explain. They go, well, George came to pick up Ryan Poles at the airport himself. So you're sitting there in baggage claim, and you notice this guy looks like a Bear super fan?
Yeah, so I'm coming down the escalator, and it, like, I could tell right away. And it was, there were not a lot of people out and about. I'm like, holy crap, that's George McCaskey. And he's holding that sign like he's a chauffeur or whatnot. But, yeah, and then soon thereafter, Poles, he meets him about 2 minutes later, and I think, you know what, I know he's getting grief online and whatnot. You know, maybe his attire and, you know, why is the owner picking him up? But you know what? In most businesses, there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. And clearly there was motivation on Mr. McCaskey's part to go make that impression on his new hire. And I think I'm all for it. Considering some of the other debacles that have happened at airport pickups in Chicago sports history,
right, yeah,
I think this could be on the plus.
There's some good stories on that too, Eric. And I want to know what your opinion is, because I don't think you saw this. Waddle and I were debating this. So he picks him up at the airport. Is he bringing him then to a limo where they both sit in the back seat? Or is George had, does George have his own car and George is driving him back to Lake Forest?
You know what? I'm not a professional journalist. I didn't dig that deep. I thought it was interesting, but I didn't follow them that far. They went and picked up his bag at the carousel, and my car was waiting, and I just wanted, yeah, I wanted to get home.
My guess would
be quite honest.
Good job, Eric, and thanks for thinking of us. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
There's Eric.
Look, the deal wasn't done yet, right?
No, they wanted to be.
Do you think he's going
to hire him?
Okay, so do you think he's going to be impressed if he's getting in a Camry? Like, he's got to go.
Well, let's debate this. I want to know.
Not only goes that, but they've got to go upstairs and go into the parking garage.
That's the question. Is George picking him up, but in a limo that's waiting outside? Or is George in the hourly parking lot and coming in and getting him, and are they taking Virginia's Buick back? What? Because I'd be uncomfortable with George driving. Very slow driver. I think he'd be riding the brake in the left lane.
Nothing would shock me with this team, but I would be very surprised if they didn't have a limo waiting outside.
And we try to find the great with this coming up next. 2 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by my guys at Connie's Frozen Pizza. Pick up Connie's Frozen Pizza at your local grocer and you'll experience restaurant quality pizza right at home. It's Connie's Frozen Pizza from Chicago. For Chicago.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
We're having this debate. Good time, Patty Boyle is inside the studio too. It's always great to see PB.
He's a delightful man.
Let me intro this here as we find the great, because this is simply a great story. There's no getting around George McCaskey picking up the general manager of the Bears at O'Hare Airport in baggage claim. It is a great story, no matter how you slice it. So let's find the great.
It's time to find the great on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. Find the great, presented by Great Clips.
It's right. It's brought to you by our great friends and partners at Great Clips.
Do we know that he parked in short-term parking and went across, picked him up, put him in his car, and drove back? Or do we know whether or not maybe he was just meeting Ryan Poles to escort him to the limousine that was waiting for them outside?
That's the debate here.
I'm going to go with what's behind door number two.
And why is that? Why would you think George would be in the limo like someone jumping out of a cake? Here I am. I'm your Bears owner.
Well, when they hired Matt Nagy, they sent a plane for him, right?
Did they?
Yes.
Did they send a private jet for Matt Nagy?
Yes, they were on a private jet.
Wait, what airline did Ryan Poles fly?
That I don't know. Maybe you save the private jets
for the hiring
of the coaches. But they did have a use of a private jet for the hiring of Matt Nagy. I don't think you go from that extreme to picking up the next general manager, you hope, because the deal hadn't been sealed yet. Yeah. So we know, in your own personal vehicle.
In good time, Patty Boyle said to us, he is definitely driving there, and he is definitely parking in that parking garage. If you've ever parked in that parking garage that's super expensive at O'Hare Airport.
I try to stay at the Blackhawks level all the
each,
time.
Each floor, there you go, is the hockey show of... of the station.
Yes.
Not the hockey show, even but if it's, the you know, hockey
even
show.
If it, even if it's full, I lift up the gate, I go in, and I find my own spot. Yeah,
you go, you drive right through that gate.
I have to park in the Blackhawks section.
So every floor of the parking garage at O'Hare, that's like, what is it, $20 an hour? I mean, it's like $100 a day now, isn't it there?
I think it's closer to probably $35 to $40 a day.
No way.
Yes,
it's above $50 a day.
No,
for
it's
24
not
hours?
Yeah.
I will bet you anything that it's above $50 a day.
I'm going to say $40 a day.
So every floor is a team in Chicago. And like they used to have Harry Carey singing the stretch for the Cubs floor, right?
Yes.
And then the Blackhawks floor, they have the music playing. Here come the Hawks, the mighty, mighty Blackhawks.
Singing my song.
Right. You know, Sox, they even have a Wolves floor. And PB said that there's no doubt that George parked on the Bears floor. Here we are.
I'm telling you.
Ryan.
I know it's for a good laugh or two. Well, yuck it up. I don't believe that. I don't. Like, I may be wrong. I don't believe George parked in the garage.
$42 a day is what this says.
Oh, so you were right. Waddle, you were right.
It depends on where you're parking. If you can reserve it, there's one that's like $60, there's one that's $42.
What's a 24-hour rate?
This says
40 bucks an hour.
Yeah, like $42 an hour.
More or less than $15 an hour.
It
goes up $6 a day.
Main garage hourly parking.
That's hourly.
$77.
Yes, that's hourly. You're not going to go hourly.
Main garage daily parking is $42.
Yes. Even if you're going to be there for a short period of time, if you're only going to be there for an hour, it's going to cost you $5.
$3.
I'm fascinated by this, the whole dynamic of George going. Now, did he go? Was he driven by like a big SUV with a professional driver? Or does he take his own Buick and is he driving, parking in the hourly parking? Here we go. And then you know he's in the left lane going 50. And everyone's speeding around him, and you're uncomfortable as the new general manager in the passenger seat.
This isn't an intelligence thing. This is a rich thing, right? Does he know how to drive?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Virginia was driving. She may still be driving.
If I'm a rich guy,
that's
the first thing I'm doing.
She doesn't drive herself.
I'm not driving around. If I'm rich, I'm not driving anywhere.
I'm not flying commercial either if I'm rich.
There's nothing greater than this story. We have found the great in George McCaskey going to the airport to pick up Ryan Poles, the new Bears GM. What does Dan Weiderer believe happened? I also have a poll question up on what your belief is with this debate. Did George pick him up but then bring him to a limo, SUV, car, whatever, with a professional driver, or is George driving him back to Lake Forest? Here's a deer path in. We have this new hotel now in our business parkway.
It's a really nice
place. What's it called? What's that new hotel called?
It's called the Forest. Foxy.
The Forester.
The Forester.
Here's the Forester. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Dan Weiderer. We're back in 2 minutes.